Learn about worry reduction principles. To make the most of this book, grasp the fundamental principles and brainstorm how to apply them in your life. Then seize every chance to put them into action. Keep a diary tracking when and how you employ these principles, and periodically assess your progress. Think about refining your approach to worry less over time. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes and blaming ourselves, it's better to focus on what we can do right now. Thomas Carlyle once said, "Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand." Thinking about the future can sometimes cause unnecessary worry. While it's crucial to plan ahead, getting too anxious about it isn't helpful. Instead, focus on logical, practical planning. Don't stress about what might happen. Instead, think about, with causes and effects, leads to logical, constructive planning. Focus on the now. Don't dwell on the past or fret about the future. Lock away thoughts of what's behind or ahead. Today is your most valuable possession, the only certainty you have. Live in the present, in day-tight compartments. Act today, for it's your surest possession. Accepting the worst. To ease worries, think about the absolute worst outcome possible in a situation. Once you've accepted this outcome, focus on ways to make it better. This approach frees up mental energy because accepting the worst means you have nothing left to lose. Instead, you gain the motivation to improve things. The dangers of worry. Worrying isn't just a mental burden, it can harm your body too. When you worry, fear takes over and your body reacts by getting tense and nervous. This tension messes with your body's chemistry and can lead to sickness, like ulcers and heart disease. A study from the Mayo Clinic found that a third of the business executives they looked at, who were around 44 years old on average, had health problems linked to stress, like ulcers, heart issues, and high blood pressure. So, worrying isn't just a waste of time, it's bad for your health too. Remember, less worry means a longer, healthier life. Get information, make decisions. To tackle a problem effectively, start by gathering the facts. Then, take time to analyze them. Once you have a clear understanding, make a decision and act upon it. Having the right information enables you to address issues wisely. Without it, you'll feel lost in confusion. However, when you obtain facts impartially and objectively, your worries often fade away in the light of knowledge. So, always prioritize understanding the situation before taking action. Imagine you're gathering information for someone else. This helps you stay objective and less emotional. Collect facts from both sides of the problem, like a lawyer gathering evidence for a case. Write down what worries you and what you can do about it. Then, decide on a plan and take action. Encourage your team to take charge of problem solving can alleviate the issues they bring to you. Before convening a problem solving session, prompt your employees to conduct their own analysis. 1. What is the identified problem? 2. What are its causes? 3. What potential solutions have been explored? 4. What solution is being proposed? This approach prompts employees to take initiative and often leads them to discover solutions independently. For example, if a team member encounters a technical glitch, they might troubleshoot by checking connections and settings before seeking assistance. Stay busy to stay happy. To kick worry to the curb, dive into something you love. Your brain can't handle more than one thought at once, so immerse yourself in activities you enjoy. Whether it's a hobby, sport, or hanging out with friends, focus on what brings you joy. This shift in focus pushes worries out of your mind. This trick is why occupational therapy is effective for anxious folks. It distracts them from their worries and keeps them engaged. So, when worry creeps in, get busy. Throw yourself into action and stay occupied. It's a simple yet powerful way to stop fretting and start living. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's easy to get caught up worrying about little things that don't really matter. Those little knocks to your confidence and minor bumps to your ego? Forget about them. If you want to stay chill, stop stressing over trivial matters. Treat them like the law does. It doesn't bother with petty issues. As the saying goes, the law does not concern itself with trifles. Shift your attention to things that actually count. Don't let yourself get worked up over the small fry. Life's too short to waste on insignificant stuff. Challenge your worries. Let's break it down. Most of the time, the stuff we worry about never really happens. Seriously. Our brains can get carried away with imagining worst-case scenarios, but in reality, they're often just that, imaginations. So, next time you catch yourself stressing, ask, how likely is it that this thing I'm fretting over will actually occur? If it's not very probable, then don't sweat it. Trust in the law of averages to calm those anxious thoughts. When faced with something inevitable, don't waste your energy fighting it. Instead, accept it and figure out how to make the best of the situation. Fighting against the inevitable only leads to unnecessary frustration and anger. However, if there's a chance to change the outcome, give it your all. But if not, it's best to let it go and focus on moving forward. Apply the stop-loss order. Ever heard of the stock market principle stop-loss order? Well, you can apply it to reduce your worries too. Here's how. For example, if you're waiting for someone and they're running late, instead of stressing out, set a time limit. Tell them beforehand that you'll wait for a certain period, and if they don't show up, you'll leave. Stick to it. By doing this, you're putting a stop-loss order on your worries. To progress, focus on learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them. Analyze calmly, but don't waste time regretting what's past. Avoid sawing sawdust by accepting the principle of not crying over spilt milk. This means not fretting over things that are done and dusted. Stay proactive in learning and moving forward. Create a positive mindset for less worry. To reduce worrying, it's crucial to shift our mental attitude because our thoughts shape who we are. Opting for positive thoughts over negative ones is key. Rather than letting worries consume us, we should approach our problems with a positive attitude, focusing on constructive actions to tackle them head-on. This proactive mindset empowers us to address challenges effectively and minimize unnecessary stress. Importance of positive outlook. Maintaining a positive outlook can lead to significant changes in your life. By altering your thoughts, you can effectively eliminate worry, fear, and even certain illnesses. This idea is echoed in the Bible with the saying, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." This emphasizes the importance of shaping your mindset towards positivity. Influence of actions on emotions. Changing your emotions may seem tough just by deciding to do so, but you can achieve it through your actions. Your actions directly influence how you feel. For example, if you start acting like you're genuinely happy, you'll eventually become happier. It's practically impossible to stay sad or gloomy when you're actively behaving in a cheerful manner. Simply put, if you want to feel cheerful, start by thinking and acting cheerfully. Keys to peace and happiness. Here are some practical tips for cultivating a positive mindset. 1. Don't waste your energy seeking revenge or dwelling on those who wrong you. As General Eisenhower wisely said, don't spend time thinking about people you don't like. Instead, focus on moving forward and crossing negativity off your list. 2. Don't expect others to always show gratitude. Instead, find joy in giving without expecting anything in return. It's better to be pleasantly surprised when appreciation is shown. 3. Instead of dwelling on problems, concentrate on the positives in your life. Count your blessings and focus on what's working well, ignoring the small percentage of things that aren't going right. 4. Accept your uniqueness and avoid trying to be someone else. Remember, always be yourself, as authenticity brings fulfillment. 5. Regardless of your religious beliefs, prayer can offer comfort and clarity. It helps articulate your concerns and reminds you that you're not alone, energizing you to tackle challenges. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Learn from setbacks and turn them into opportunities. For instance, a farmer with rattlesnake-infested land made a fortune by canning rattlesnake meat. Similarly, many achievers turned their handicaps into strengths. Accept challenges as chances for growth and success. Key points. 1. Focus on the present, not the past or future, to reduce worry and take action effectively. 2. Accepting worst-case scenarios frees mental energy to improve situations. 3. Stay busy with activities you love to distract from worries and stay happy. 4. Shift to a positive mindset to tackle problems constructively and minimize stress. 5. Don't dwell on insignificant matters. Focus on what truly matters in life. 6. Accept the inevitable and focus on adapting and moving forward. 7. Learn from mistakes, stay proactive, and cultivate gratitude for a happier life.